What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another one of our seven-figure fitness business podcasts. It's your host, Iggy Odigizua, here to help you stay calm, change lives, and have business on your terms. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how to beat your competition. Now, I actually spoke to someone recently who was really fixated on the competition and the level of competition in the online market. And she was like, how do you beat your competition? Like, how do you all the, I'm like, my mindset is when it comes to the online space, there really is no competition. That's the way that I look at it. I'm not concerned about what the competitors are doing. I'm not concerned about what other people are doing. What I'm concerned about when it comes to the online space is building my own audience, finding the people that resonate with my message, with my values, with who I am as a person. It's never been easier to build a profitable online coaching business or an online fitness business or an online business in general. It's never been easier to do so because of the power of advertising and the power of social media. You can put together a marketing message. You can put together a brand that appeals to a very specific type of person. And then craft a marketing message that speaks to that person. Build all the different levels of trust that you need for somebody to do business with you. And then craft a message that gets them to build all the different levels of trust with you. And then put together an offer that solves their problems and take them through a sales process that eliminates their desire to even, their ability to even compare you to somebody else. Like, what competition? If you do it right and you just focus on being the best that you can be and finding the people who resonate with your message, your values, your philosophy, your methodology, and finding the people in the marketplace who really resonate with who you are and what you do, you're going to build a successful business, right? And the reason why you're focused on competition is honestly because you suck at doing that. You're not good at it. You haven't developed the skill of finding and getting your message in front of the right people, communicating to them in a way that's compelling enough to make them want to do business with you. And that's why you're fixated on competition, because your competition knows how to do that and you haven't figured that out. As soon as you figure that out, you're going to be in a position where you can build, grow, and scale your business. So once you figure out how to get your message in front of the right people, the next constraint that a lot of people run into is they don't know how to systematically scale that process so that it's not so heavily dependent on them doing all the work in the business. And the reason why your competitor has a bigger business than you is because they figured out how to scale their business, how to scale their operations. Now, it may not be the most efficient operational process they have, but they figured out a way to actually scale it to where they can grow the business and do more of the things that they need to do to build the business, right? So if you understand how to get your message in front of the right people, how to craft a compelling enough message that gets people to want to do business with you, and how to build an entire process around that eliminates their ability to even compare you to anybody else. And if you can convert enough of those people into customers and then keep the customers, right, and do right by them and get them to a point where they want to share about what you do, about the impact you've had on them, about how great your service is, there's no competition, right? But where people fall off is they don't know how to do that. So they're like, oh, it's just very competitive. No, it's just, you're not good at building acquisition systems and you're just not good at getting in front of other people. Call it what it is. Acknowledge the fact that you're not good at that, or you're not good at scaling your operation, right? You may be good at getting in front of the right people, but you're just not good at scaling your operation and building the business and making it operational efficient or setting up the business to be scalable. Acknowledge it and then find somebody who is good at that and learn from them. That's it. So the way that you quote unquote beat your competition is stop focusing on your competition and just focus on learning how to build your business. What a novel idea. If you can do that, you're going to be successful in your business. It doesn't matter how competitive it is. All you have to do is you have to create a unique enough value proposition that appeals to a specific type of person, craft a message that's compelling enough to get them to want to do business with you. And then once they become a client of yours, you need to have a mechanism in the back end that allows you to turn that client into a compounding machine, where one client comes in, they tell a couple other people, they bring in their friends, and then they tell a couple other people and so on and so forth. And now you have this cold traffic acquisition system that's feeding into a client compounding machine on the back end. That's what allows you to build a business that's stable, scalable, and eventually allows you to be able to sell it. So Hope you found it helpful. It's very backwards in terms of like my philosophy on it. I have a very abundance mindset. There's more than enough people on this planet to build a very successful business, no matter how quote unquote competitive it is. If I can communicate my message in a unique enough fashion that eliminates the ability for my ideal customer to compare me to somebody else, I'm rigging the game in my favor and making it damn near impossible for me to lose unless I do something like catastrophic to destroy the business. So that's all it is. That's my thought on it. Hope you found it helpful. Catch you in the next one.